It's obviously an incredibly proud day for me personally, but I think this is more about the people that I represent, the people of my party that campaigned for years to elect me in various elections, and then the people of Lifford-Stranorger who voted for me, and the people of Donegal who I'm very proud to be representing over the next 12 months. I'm hugely looking forward to the challenge ahead and looking forward to doing what I can to represent this county and as best I can, and to make sure that the positive light always shines in Donegal. That's the ultimate goal.
What is your main priority over the next 12 months, would you say?
Obviously, there are huge issues facing the people of Donegal, affected concrete blocks, housing crisis, we've got a cost of living crisis, and I think we can affect positive change through this council chamber. You know, we can affect how government policy decisions are made through direct action here in the council chamber. But look, the other important aspect of being mayor is that you're representing the county, whether that's at a local community event in Fannad or welcoming a cruise ship in Killybegs or opening a new play park in West Donegal. You know, these are the things that people on the ground need to see, that the council is there representing them, and that's what I hope to do over the next 12 months.
And a big part of Donegal County Council now is cross-border work with Derry City and Strabane District Council. How are you looking forward to working with your counterpart, the mayor there?
Well, look, I think over the last probably two decades, the relationship between Donegal County Council and Derry City Strabane District Council has been probably the best working relationship between any two councils on this island. And I think it's important that we continue to build on that in the year ahead. There are exciting times ahead, particularly for us here. You know, when we look at, we're in Lifford here today, we've got the Riverine project, which is going to be a transformational project for Lifford and for East Donegal and West Tyrone. You know, these are the sort of things that the collaboration between the two councils have achieved, and hopefully going forward we can continue to deliver new exciting projects such as that.
And you're now the visible head of this council, whether it comes to nationally or even further afield. How do you feel about advocating for Donegal and Leinster House and elsewhere?
Look, that's something that I'm hugely looking forward to. I got into political activism when I was 17, because I believed that there was a way to fight for a better Ireland for the people that live here. I believe in an Ireland that should be equal. Everybody should have that equality, and that everybody should have equal access to healthcare, equal access to housing, and that these basic services shouldn't depend on how wealthy you are or how much you can afford. Basic necessities should be, you know, they should be there at the point of need, and that's the basic principle that I live by, and that's the principle that I'll follow in the year ahead. That I'm there to represent the people of Donegal, and I can't look forward to it anymore. You know, it's going to be a challenging year, but a hugely exciting one ahead.
And when we're standing here in 12 months' time, what will have been a success for you? What will have been achieved?
Look, I think overall as a county, I think if we're finally going to see a resolution to the defective concrete blocks crisis, if we finally see movement in the health service, where we see, look, I've talked a bit locally about projects such as Lifford Hospital, etc. If we're standing here in 12 months' time and we can see tangible results where these projects are actually started, Riverine, another example here in Lifford, then I think that's a positive year, and where we can look back and say, yep, throughout the year we did what we could to promote Donegal on a global stage and to make people look at Donegal and the diaspora that we have. We have thousands of Donegal people throughout the world. If we try and make that reconnection with the diaspora, I think that would be something tangible that we can achieve over the next year.